That's a pretty good ensemble, so I wouldn't worry about too much. So today's date is November 27th at 10:32 in the morning. Interviewing Pastor Martin Stibbs for my church history project. Interviewer is Jonathan Klein. And so, Pastor Stibbs, I just have a few questions I'd like to ask you today about your vicar experience in St. Paul Lutheran Church in Ottawa, Ontario. First of all, just to get a little background on yourself, for the record, could you just say where you're currently serving?
Okay, John, I'm currently serving St. John Exonia and St. Mark Sugar Island Ashapan. I have served here now for almost three and a half years.
And when were you a vicar at St. Paul Lutheran Church?
Okay, I was a vicar at St. Paul Church in Ottawa as a part-time vicar. It was just during the summer of 1968. They had just made the decision to join the Wells and needed some help immediately. So I was assigned to help them during the summer. And then in September, they got their first full-time vicar from the seminary.
What kind of things did you do there? This kind of off.
I know one of the highlights was the Vacation Bible School. That required a lot of planning. We did a lot of evangelism calls, and that was one of the highlights. I did assist Pastor Fotenhauer, I think one time he had gone on his vacation, and I believe we had a number of funerals while he was gone, rather scary.
Yeah. Now, had you been through your vicar year at this point, or you were about to go on your vicar year?
I had done a number of vicaring in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson.
I had done two summer vicars there under Pastor Sitz. And he was retiring, and I helped him as he was finishing up his last year. And then they didn't get anybody throughout the calling time, even through the next summer. So they asked that I come back, and I served another three-month vicar. And the reason I served now, that would be then a total of 9 summer months, was because I was assigned as a tutor, and that was considered my vicar year. So I welcomed the opportunity to work in a parish, not being given that opportunity if I would only have been a tutor.
So then did you end up doing this is more for my personal questions. Did you end up doing much preaching then over that summer at St. Paul?
Oh yes, I did probably every other Sunday.
Okay.
I did quite a bit of preaching there.
Okay. Now, at the time of your summer vicarship in
how familiar Ottawa
were you with the whole Missouri Synod and Wisconsin Synod split, the 61?
Not very. I think I was just probably into studying and not into the historical division since 1944. It was already heating up, and then 1962 when we as a Synod finally broke with them. And when I even took this call up to Canada, I wasn't that familiar, nor did I research some of the doctrinal controversies that were developing. When I got there, I very much appreciated working with Pastor Fotenhauer, because he had fought that battle quite long, and he did a good job of informing me how this all had happened and what I would be concerned about as I would be working in the parish throughout my years of ministry.
Yes.
I know you had limited information prior to actually making it up there, but did you have any general feelings one way or another at that time about it, or was it pretty much off the radar?
I think probably when I got there and they were using the different colored robes. See, we were so used to the conservative black, and I thought, oh, what am I getting into? This is too different. But a lot of that feeling was alleviated when you found that many in the congregation knew very well what they wanted from God and His Word, and they solidly stood behind their pastor and behind, hopefully, the wells, and that they were going to be doctrinally sound enough.
Yeah, well, that hits on some of the other questions here. I mean, did you notice any differences other than you mentioned the liturgical vestments, or at least, you know, was it a difference between an alb and a Geneva?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if, are they still using that, John? The white and the black?
We use, we use Genevas for Lent, but all the rest of the time, it's alb.
No, I must say that I was not in the least bit apprehensive when I got there. It seemed to be like a typical Wells congregation, solidly behind the Word of God, Vacation Bible School material that was grounded squarely in Scripture, and not just mere fun and games and excitement and that kind of thing.
I don't know if you would remember, but with the VBS material, do you know if they went through a publishing house, or did they develop their own?
I think we developed our own,
okay.
If I remembered right.
So it would have been, all right.
And they had very gifted artists there, so that we had interesting Sunday programs and children participation in church on Sunday, and a very sizable VBS, if I remembered correctly. I think we were into the 60s. Or more.
That surpassed
yeah.
Us. We were just above in the 50s when this last year I was there.
Mm-hmm.
One other question to ask. What did you perceive as the people's attitude towards you, towards the Wisconsin Synod in general, and even then the opposite, towards the Missouri Synod at this time?
I think they had a great respect for ministry, and I was surely cordially and Christ-like accepted by them. I don't know, as there were many evenings that I did not have to a place to go to eat. They were just most accommodating and respectful toward the ministers or vicars that were going to be consequently coming from our synod. So I found them to be excellent Christian congregation.
Were they at all showing any leeriness towards, you know, this move?
I think there might be some of that apprehension, they had been so long schooled in the in the Missouri Synod, and that's their mother church, and then to break away. But I think, if I remembered right, that Pastor Fultonhauer intently worked with the congregation for at least 3 years before they even made that decision. So the congregation was fully behind it and understood the doctrinal stand of the Wells. And so I think probably those alleviated a lot of their apprehensions.
And then just the other part of the question, did you notice what was their attitude toward Missouri then at this point? Was that expressed at all while you're up there, or was that kind of a don't talk about it topic?
I think, John, that would probably have been their attitude not to speak of it. Which indicates a bit of their brotherly Christian attitude. It was not condemnatory, it was concern, and not a lot of discussion about it. Just let's go on from here and watch the blessings God will give them, as He surely has given that congregation by consistently being supplied with candidates, either ministerial or vicars.
Missionaries, what a blessing they have. You may
and a congregation that has opened its door to training a vicar, too, consistently. They consider that a blessing, too.
Yeah.
And our synod surely should consider it a blessing that we have a congregation willing to train our practice candidates.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, talking about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Ottawa?
I was given the privilege once to be flown back there for an anniversary, and it was just a most delightful experience to see those people again. I wonder how many are still there when I was there, because it's been a few years over the dam, and I have nothing but great respect for the congregation and my former bishop, Pastor Fortenhauer. It was just a delightful experience. It was regrettable that it only lasted 3 months for me.
Okay. Well, Pastor Sibbs, I'd like to thank you for your time and for your input on your experiences at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Ottawa.
You're welcome, John. God bless your efforts in this paper.
Thank you.